Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, and welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your very, very freaking late host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, sorry, guys. This Thursday has just been busy. But hey, we're here now. Let's get to the news, shall we? Like I said, yeah, it's Thursday, the 23rd of April, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Facebook is up to its crap again. It seems that this platform just can't make up its mind about how it just wants to appear. Yeah, they've made changes to the algorithm that controls what appears in your news feeds. Oh, lovely. There are three changes in total, starting off with the relaxation of the rule that prevented the appearance of too many posts from the same source. Does that sound like they're cleaning it up? I don't think so. Facebook's also adjusting the priority in which posts from your favorite contacts are handled. So from now on, content posted directly by the friends you care about, shouldn't you really care about all your friends, I'm just saying, will appear higher in your feed. The third and final change from Zuckbook demotes notifications about likes and comments from your friends. These will still appear in your newsfeed, but lower down. That's actually one that I guess isn't so bad. Welcome to Zuckland, where the landscape constantly changes. All right, iPhone users, you're going to want to listen up. This is kind of spooky. You think your iPhone, hey man, you know it's on Apple, you know, Macs and all that stuff, you know, they're not that hackable. Oh, think again. Yeah, attackers can cripple your iPhone pretty easy. Want to know how? All they have to do is create a Wi-Fi network. That's it. Yeah, a newly detailed security flaw in iOS, malicious hackers can send an iPhone into an endless reboot loop by simply creating a Wi-Fi network. Oh, this is just wonderful. Hey, but it gets even better. Worst part, iPhones will connect to these networks automatically, and there's no way to stop it or disable the Wi-Fi. You're completely screwed when this happens. So what do we do in the meantime? Stay the hell off Wi-Fi pretty much until Apple addresses the SSL vulnerability. Sure, if you're home, you trust your home Wi-Fi, that's fine. But if you're going to public Wi-Fi, don't connect to the public Wi-Fi, Carol Ann. Don't do it. Amazon's got a few things up their sleeves about how to get some packages to you. They're going to start testing a new pilot program next month that will deliver packages right into your trunk. No, I'm not talking about your butt. I'm talking about the trunk in your car. The other sounds a little painful, doesn't it? The online marketplace has partnered with DHL and Audi. Now, mind you, you're going to have an Audi car for this, just so you know. Yeah, so Audi owners, this is really just for you. That will deliver packages to select Audi-owning Prime customers. Amazon says that the DHL delivery agent will get a one-time keyless access to your trunk. Oh, this sounds wonderful. Nothing could go wrong here, could it? Audi's saying that there will be no additional insurance issues and the delivery agent won't have access to the rest of your car. Just your trunk. Yeah, and I remember seats fold down, right? So you could probably, I don't know, get through to the... I'm just saying. This doesn't sound good to me. Amazon's hoping that having packages delivered directly to your car will help alleviate the stress of not being home for those important deliveries. I'm sure maybe it will, but you'll probably have another added stress. I've got my package now. Where the hell's my car? Hey, while we're talking about cars here, do you hate parking? It's probably the simplest thing to do, but hey, some people just hate parking. I hate parallel parking, but I don't think this is going to work for that. If you're looking at a BMW Deluxe S Series, well, you're in luck if you don't want to park. All you got to do, hit that remote. Yeah, the little key remote that you have that comes with it. Just hit it and park. No, really, that's all you got to do. They're saying when you use the touchscreen-equipped BMW display key, it squeezes itself into, and out of course, of a parking space in a fully automatic process. Now, yes, this feature actually is available already on the BMW i3 electric vehicles and a few others, but it's the first time it's arrived to the 7 Series. Hey, and to top things off, the new vehicles will also get driving assistance systems, including steering and directional control assistance, lane departure warnings, and cross-traffic warnings. So basically, you've just got freaking sensors all around this car. Don't go there, don't go there, don't go there, don't do it, don't do it. Now, of course, there's no word on that pricing yet. It never is there? But we're guessing you're going to be hitting around the $70,000 all the way up to the $130,000 mark. Hey, remember, it is a BMW, and you're too lazy to park it yourself. And finally, Do you remember the Magic 8 Ball? Come on, you remember that? You know, you shake that thing, you turn it over, thing floats to the top, tells you your fortune that never ever came true. You remember that? The Magic 8 Ball. Have you ever wanted to relive that thing? But in a more, shall we say, futuristic kind of way? Well, now we can with a new iOS app. Yes, the Magic 8 Ball is back in digital form on our phones. The American toy manufacturer, Mattel, so yes, this is official, has announced that it will be bringing the retro Magic 8 Ball toy to our phones and watches. Oh yes, the Apple Watch too, later this month. The new app is going to offer the same answers to your questions as the toy has, but it goes one step further. You're going to be able to share all those embarrassing moments to all your social media accounts. Best part about this, the Magic 8 Ball is going to be available to download for free. Yippee! Starting April 24th. I wonder how many geeks out there are going to be shaking their phones going,
am I
going
to get a real girlfriend? Not likely. Ah, damn.
If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get your behind over to our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. It's Thursday. That means it's the Big Show. Yes, the Big Show right here on BTN. It's going to be live today, 8 p.m. UK time. That's 3 Eastern and 12 Pacific U.S. time, by the way. Good old panel coming your way today. Kelly Gumat's going to be there. Dark Rock's going to be there. Paul Wright's going to be jumping on board. And Ewan Rankin's going to be controlling the show. Well, probably. Depends on how much Ewan's had to drink. That is the Big Show tonight, 8 p.m. UK time, right here on the British Tech Network. As for the new show, we will be back tomorrow with your Oh Yeah Friday Get Down, Get Funky edition. Oh, I can't wait, and I know you can too. We'll be getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours then. But until then, I hope you have a great Thursday. Sorry this show is a little bit late again. And thank you, as always, for listening.